We pray. Lord, we pray that you would help us each to rejoice in the powerful love that you have poured out upon us in sending us your Son to be Savior of the world. May we not only affirm, but may we live in the power of that love and celebrate together the marvels of your redeeming acts for us. We ask this in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. The texts today are always those great texts, the one from Isaiah, which I love to preach on, but I chose to go a different direction today. Why? Because as we see ourselves in the world today, and as we watch the various events unfurl, it occurred to me that what we need is more love stories. We have a plenty of the rest. I get it. Women love to read their romance books. They love a good story about love. And men, well, they would prefer to hide their part of that love story because we got to be macho men. Men usually don't care to identify about the touchy-feely part of life. And too often, we see it as a sign of weakness. Weakly we watch as someone unable to cope with the challenges of life's situation turns a gun on family, on neighbors, on fellow workers. A scene that has become far too common in our society. And interestingly, the vast majority of these scenes involve men. Isolated, they appear to have no options. In preparing with another one of these situations just unfolding in California, it dawned on me we need to hear more love stories. We need to be a people who share more love stories in our lives. That's what the body of Christ should be. We have the greatest love story ever told and ought to be shared with the world. Today is Trinity Sunday. Our text from the gospel is that conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. And that key verse, John 3:16, which we all learned when we were little children, rings out so beautifully in our world today. And today, we do something sort of a little different as we read through the Athanasian Creed. Yes, one of the three creeds of the church, but seldom used because of its length and repetitive nature. You see, God's love story involves the Holy Trinity. And yet nowhere in Scripture will you find the word Trinity or nature when speaking to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here is Nicodemus and Jesus having a conversation together, and Nicodemus doesn't fully understand what Jesus is teaching him. It seems incomprehensible. And yet when we look at nature, there are many unexplained phenomenons. For instance, there is something called quantum superposition. Scientists at Stanford University have discovered that one atom can be found simultaneously in two different places, even connected miles apart. Albert Einstein called this spooky action. Sounds strange. beyond our imagination. Science has shown that when something travels extremely fast in relation to another thing, time actually slows down for the speedy thing. We're not talking about clocks, but we're talking about time itself. It's beyond our imagination. And yet, we know this as a scientific fact. And yet, when we come to talk about the Trinity, we sometimes, people challenge that as, how can that be? Should our Creator be more incomprehensible? If the nature of atoms or time can be outside our thinking, then the very nature of God is outside our comprehension. God's love story involves the Holy Trinity. Yet, we need to be reminded time and time again what it means to be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. They are connected, the three distinct persons, yet one divine being. We began our worship singing that great Trinity hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. There we sing, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. Or we say John 3:16. And yet, this is God's love for the world, that He gave us His only begotten Son. He's sharing with Nicodemus that love story that permeates each one of our lives. Here's a leader of the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of the Jews, who comes to Jesus at night because he doesn't want others to know. He's a Pharisee and probably did not believe in the baptism of John. And yet here, Jesus would speak to him about the sacrament of holy baptism. To enter the kingdom of God, one must be born again, Jesus says. The Greek here is anathen. Anathen, it can mean born again, but it also can mean from above. If one is truly to be born again, one must be born from above. Jesus identifies the work of the Holy Spirit here. It is the Holy Spirit who works the miracles in our lives. It is through the waters of baptism that the Holy Spirit creates this new birth in us. Man, when born by our very nature, is born of the flesh. Corrupt in sin. David put it so beautifully in Psalm 51, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Salvation comes through the work of the Holy Spirit. This whole section is critical to our understanding of baptism and the new birth we receive through the waters of baptism. And so we see this beautiful discussion between Nicodemus and Jesus, and Nicodemus struggles with a heavenly thing. It is heavenly because it is the work of the Holy Spirit. But when you look at this section of Scripture, when you look at this conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus, what we see here is God's great love for His creation. Here is the great love story for you and me, the Son of God becoming one with us, Son of Man. Just as Moses was referred to in this text as being lifted up, having the serpent being lifted up, the Father also must lift up His Son, giving reference to the cross, suffering, and death of our Savior. Here is the center of your salvation, my salvation. It is God's love story for us. We live in a world in which we see the power of sin, hate, destruction. It seems like that's the path we follow far too often. As you read, as you follow the news and podcasts, You can't help but be exposed to the sinful nature of our human race. It's appalling how we struggle with a lack of truth. We have become so entrenched in positions that we are willing to ignore truth in its very essence. Where is love in your life and my life? Look at your discussions. Are they focused more on being right? No matter what. Why do we live in a time of so much violence, so much self-centeredness, so much hopelessness? When we have all the hope we need in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, here is God's love story for each one of us. God so loved the world. Too often, we hear it but ignore it because we are driven by what we see around us. And too often, we miss the obvious. God loves you. He sent His Son into the world in order to save you, not to condemn you. And when we get wrapped up in condemnation and bitterness and all of those kind of things, we lose sight of the eternal salvation that belongs to each one of us. We need to rethink where we are in our world today. We need to refocus. The world left to itself will destroy itself. And yet we have a message of hope. We have a message of love. We have this plan that God has for His creation. He demonstrates it in His love, in His Son, and in what He is doing for us. It is the work of the Holy Trinity in your life, in my life. The Father who created us, the Son who has redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit who keeps us in the faith and sanctifies us. So why do we focus so much on the negative? When we have a love story that needs to be shared in our world. You see, you and I can make a difference. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we together need to share that love story. We must come to the foot of the cross and confess our own sinfulness, our lack of faith, and be reminded that God loves you with an everlasting love. He didn't have to do it. God offers us a different way, a way of love, a way of grace, a way of faith. We can follow the hopelessness of this world, but that should never be our goal. We are a people of love, affirmed by that love by a great God who loves us so much that He was willing to send His only Son. We need to be that love story lived out in our world today. That was Nicodemus's discussion with Jesus. Did he always comprehend what Jesus had to say? No. There's lots of things we can't comprehend in this life. But what we can comprehend is that God loves us. He poured out His love for us in sending His Son. And He empowers us day in and day out through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to be people that affirm that love and share that love. And so, let us live in the power of that love. Amen.